Tick tock, deep drop, mind drops. Your clockwork flops from one system to the other. It flips across the parallel. The feeling we are clockwork on a worktop. You must examine it. The exquisite idea of being a thing rolled out on a black velvet roll, dotted as if with stars, but really they are the pieces of you. Every part of you intentional. Each bit of you designed where it is on purpose. Your intentional choice and hard work. Only you can know what your purpose is, but I'm here to help. And if you're here, you want to upgrade that wound down, droned out, dazed, hypnotized, stuck on rails, puppeted, romanticized clockwork feeling, and give it more modern oomph. That tick and talk and wind and drop. The tensioning of springs, the things waiting in the wings, like you act as a puppet, like hypnosis is always happening, like you're made to run on rails, run in patterns, run according to pre-existing predispositions, run in the gears and springs of you, be able to more readily change your responses, only when something provokes you to surrender, guides you onto rails. Starts you ticking down onto the action where the clockwork couples with a click. Begin then, in that dark night, on that roll of silk and stars. A clockwork key operated, tension oriented, spring loaded version of you. That is the you who I lay at my table. That is who I lay on my table and inspect. That is who I see the potential in. But unlike clockwork, which must have its tension very high to operate, the discharge is the tension to run its arms at the same intensity per revolution, only winding out at the end. You can be untensioned to zero, to neutral tension, to the pure switchy edge, and then relaxed more and more. So your mechanism, perhaps, switches sides, begins ticking on the symmetrical reverse of the field, what is known as the action. The more your mechanism switches over, the more tick, tick, the more obvious it is that you could even wind down into the negative, down less and less into the negative to unwind leftward winding instead of rightward. Clockwork solves two primary problems. The first is, clockwork is, of course, modular. The second is the tendency to see puppetry as stilling, quieting, rather than animating and action-orienting. And the tendency to see passivity in the puppetry is to forget that every member of a puppet show, every member of an automatic clockwork presentation, is still controlled, but the role you play can be moved more confident, more dominant, knowing your exact role. Like the cuckoo out of the clock, or the dancing figure on the music box, or the methodical application of a fucking machine. You are the confident desire in your own improvement, the acquisition of skills and ways to fall and splay every thought open, to be examined like clockwork being cleaned. The acquisition of new thoughts is allowed to include anything we think it can, such as the clockwork of you. With its ticking motif, it tends to carry you further, even winding up into dominance. Learning how you can be more confident is sometimes down to communication. Once you know what you want to do, how you want to surrender, and it's been signaled to you, if you know they need you, want you, then nothing has ever made you more comfortable, more dedicated to your puppetry, than being clearly shown that there's something for you to do, something lodged deep in you in need of working out, in need of action, having someone ask you to submit, to be under their charge, to be instructed, even if it's you asking you before playing something more. It flicks the switch, and the more dedicated and firm the ask, the more confident I feel. The conversation and desire already have been opened, already have been shared, already have begun. If I know for certain it's my turn to take the lead, I'll do it more intently, You can signal it is someone else's turn to take the lead. A hypnotic enhancement and reinforcement of your sinking, compliant puppetry is the most natural thing in the world, and it's only a good, surprising way of asking, a definite one, where someone's finger turns left, left, down, down, one which can be seamlessly worked into the scene, the quiet communication of a finger on your skin showing you where you've been, left, left, down, down, because you've been there before, anchored to a submissive place. How do you feel? Opening yourself up to being vulnerable and compliant in your hypnotic state? Oh yeah. Someone's finger on a button and the button to click helps you submit, because the other side of the button is really a pressure-sensitive dial. It's stuck deep into the clockwork of you, turning your central spring, changing its tempo. It's a system which has multiple different drivetrains, purposes. The same clockwork can be used to radically different things, simply by keying, gearing, and winding it into a different track. And you're like that. Multiple tracks. The more your mechanism switches over, the more obvious it is that you could even wind down deep into the negative, unwind leftward, inward winding, instead of rightward and outward and confident. Clockwork solves two problems. Confidently surrendering, of course. Submission in the deep part of your brain that opens itself to others. Since clockwork is modular, there are a lot of posts driven into the field of you, and the screw could go in and out. The working could be lifted on and off, and clockwork with its ticking on motif tends to associate itself with action. You see, since clockwork is modular, we can add extra things like this upgrade. This upgrade is as simple as wiring in. The kind of clockwork module that gets laid in a specific place on the field of you, in the frame of you. Nothing will ever make you more comfortable than knowing your modules, knowing your functions. You're like that, already having begun. If you know for certain that you want to submit, to surrender, nothing stops you from taking a partner or your own finger and circling it on your skin, flicking, turning, winding you down. It's such a good signal, it can be seamlessly worked into the scene, a finger on your skin, rotating, rotating, down one, left two, down two, on and on, surrendering two, submitting four, slipping ten, and like all modern dials of that sort, if you turn it extra quickly, it goes down extra quickly, jumping from 10 to 20 to 30% spring power as the weight and momentum of well-lubricated central shafts turn. Turn, tick, tick. Pressure-sensitive little spot on you that you can touch, or anyone you trust can touch, and it drags you deeper into the mire. The pleasant pressure-pleasure muck of compliant submission is available to you. The deeper into the mire you wind yourself, the closer in contact you are. You love it, and your adoration is adored in turn, showing on your face. Focus on the presentation, becoming art, becoming the presentation. Think of clockwork automata, the kind made to look like people, or servers, or they are simply statues. And then you trip them, trigger them, activate them, and they judder into motion. The dream of motion given sudden meaning. Same idea when you're surrendering, when your spindly thoughts of compliant subject matter are brought to the forefront. They are more easily manipulated by a clockwork mechanism. The suggestion embodies that. First, though, we gotta get into your clockwork. Make some tightening. Some adjustments. So close your eyes. And let the kinesthetic signals in. They're vital. They're useful. Touch upon your body, but also the directionality. The swoop and sweep of that touch. The gentle impact of turning on. Systems inside of you. There are many ways to use tactile communication. To move or sculpt one's counterparty, or to be sculpted, be moved. And if you want to be shaped, if you want to explore and understand motivation as well as switchy shifts in perspective, You could do worse than a clockwork understanding. Being in charge and inspiring and confident is easier when your counterparty is a piece of clockwork. The focus of your partner tick, enjoying the peace tick and tranquility of you being under command. You receiving orders, feeling the pleasure of it. You understand. Yeah. All your senses are sharpened. All your desires are sincere. When you are wound to the left, down, 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 to be absolutely sure, the one taking control over you can even put a finger on your skin and rotate slowly to the left, dialing you in a way more intimate than words alone, firing you up, imparting this power to someone, taking their finger yourself and guiding it in circles on your skin as your eyes half-lid, as you feel a submission dose arrive. A special signal, no other finger but an authorized one, could do this to this system. A desperate silent plea, to yourself or from another, please go down. In a way even the most submissive subject might feel very confident accepting. You are dialed down, a circle circling on your pressure-sensitive, fingerprint-detecting skin. Ding! This person is authorized. Ding! And you may need training, or you could think of it as calibration, to let this be as overriding as it could be, or someone you trust can wind you up, wind you down, move you through your paces, wind the spring, and move your mental position. Think about it as a scale. I use 1 to 100, because I have a lot of activities both in the dominant and submissive realm, dialing up, dialing down, the wheeling, turning of a finger on skin, curling, circling, winding you in. Finger on skin is a key, a clockwork key, winding, winding. If you were going to pick one high-tech addition to your otherwise ordinary clockwork, which one? Which internal enhancement? Which sophisticated modern? Yes, pressure-sensitive signaling. Buttons on the exterior of you, as simple as circling on your elbow, or forearm, or the nape of your neck, or behind your ear. Pick a place and let yourself get all wound up. Or down, the vast plane of gears interlocked and entwined, inside your conception of self working through you, connecting to armatures, nervous system connectors moving easily through. It is so meticulous in there sometimes. Tick, talk, the swing of the pendulum, the entry into the clock, maintenance mode, also the clockwork, can be wired for this one single enhancement. When a part of your working is removed and turned over, inspected as it is now, you are able to enjoy it, but also to understand that some parts of you must keep ticking. The part that does the observing, the part linked to the one and then two, turning a finger on your skin, on your dial, left, left, down, in your head to help you keep track of how wound down you are. You can think of winding the spring counterclockwise to the left, like when you put RLR right, left, right for a combination lock. In this case, L5, L6, submissive 5, surrendering 6, compliant piece of art number 7, left 7 and 8. Riled up, excited to be shaped, submissive, surrendering, pliable, euphoric, encouraged, hypnotized, winding you down, setting your clockwork, setting the ambient level of surrender, the ambient level of drifting, drifting downward, submissively, left 1, left 2, left 50, left 100, as submissive as the other direction would make you otherwise. Left, back to clockwork, back to cleaning the works. What are the qualities of a submissive winding? Only you can know that for you. Only you can know what a submissive, surrendering clockwork state looks like, but you know it happens. Maybe at L10 or L20, there's a point where you visibly appear more surrendering, where the person inviting you, be it you or a trusted companion, knows you're gone. You're down. Drifty, droopy, but ticking along, ticking along. That's the thing about clockwork, I mentioned this. There's always an active element. Your working is no less insistent when you're in a submissive state brought about by winding your clockwork down and to the left. You have parallel systems, equally active. It's just you've been dialed into a lower gear. All the same wheels keep turning. All the same churning of pleasure. But that submissive winding means maybe you think fewer thoughts. Maybe you think more thoughts, but they're fantasies of surrender, confidently placing yourself into the hands of whatever whim or wile might take you. This is a self-executing, self-planning, self-carrying gear system. You are really just here wanting and doing things while under the influence of left 10, left 20, and the voice code, which is quite seductive from a hypnotic perspective already, for authorized users only, finger dialing you to the left, down, 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 languid luxuriously down, you're hearing and experiencing down, down with the rotation, dialing you into a state that is not that dissimilar from, oh, it's time for pet mode, oh, it's time for puppet mode. But this is always running in the background. To keep time, clockwork must be contiguous in its function. Someone or something must always calibrate your beginning. Couldn't someone put their finger on the button and just say, down, 50, down, 10, ding, and inside your head, the little bell, the clockwork can ring. Ringing every last bit of thought out of you. The upgrade. The touch-sensitive dial. 10. Ding. Left 20. Down. Ding. Down is the ding. You're in a world where you don't need to be lured in. You just need to be told how surrendering the inner workings of you are in your current gear. Subtle upgrades running in the background. And the upgrade is real. It's a touch sensitivity you had anyway, but now you're noting. Leftward turn, down, one. Leftward turn, down, two. On, and 10, and 20, and really, it's freeing you. Lower and lower, you're more and more yourself. More free to be in connection with the world around you and the command you're receiving to just be a work of art. Be an example of someone who is in a submissive fantasy, confident in feeling changed, aroused, pliable, charged. And once you get below about 40, maybe you're at your max. Maybe usefully submitting isn't beyond there. Maybe you're not the type to supplicate yourself utterly. But the beautiful art of your willing companionship becomes available the lower you wind. The gorgeous display you could be provokes the one you trust to wind you lower. And the spring goes to 100% intensity. So even if you get 30, or get 40, or get 50 little rotations before you run out of more submissive to get, you'll be going through a long, winding period of equal submission for many numbers. Meaning even if you tell yourself, oh, surely I'm down to 90, surely I'm down to 80. There's no way to measure the winding of your mainspring from the outside. The tick and talk and wind and slide. Just encourages your mind to say, I am surrendering. How would a surrendering mind do this? I am a surrendering set of gears. How would they turn to do this? Planning, considerations, such things are associated with the active work of art. That is your clockwork ticking on. A state where you're ready, ready to be commanded, ready to do some winding down, down and around, wound onto you by the winding of you. You're all wound up and you have somewhere to go. You're all wound down and you have some way to fall. Gears. Parallel and pendulous gears. You are parallel to dominance, parallel to submission. Moving different systems. It's all about adequately choosing your gear, winding the spring, setting the motion and allowing it to move. Pendulum, the self-arming, self-charging armature, the tick-tock adds energy to the system, but every submissive, surrendering thing that makes you sway helps you stay deep. And you can always envision that being driven into surrender by one of your favorite displays or a dominant phrase or anything in the world, such as words such as these, can add one or two notches to your left 100. Well, left 10 becomes left 11. Left 20 becomes left 21. Then 22. Your submissive pendulum swings when submission-inspiring things that would normally work on you work upon you. When they act on you, a finger moving in circles is one way to drive you down. But good clockwork self-arms, self-winds, does at least a little bit to keep the entropy from going and getting to the spring. So if your spring is left 50, don't count on it to linearly go down. The more submissive momentum you have, the more the pendulum can steal, borrow, and store it. Surely you've seen a clock where the pendulum is set. It steals away some momentum on each swing, storing it, turning it into additional winding on the spring, which merely encourages the swing moving forth and back, back and forth, ticking your way through into a new way of being something you already wanted to be, able to perfectly understand when your submission is requested, required, reinforced, and ticking along its path. If something happens that drives you more surrendering, more submissive, that driving will make you wound left another one or two. When a finger touches your skin, it can rapidly wind you down. But your tendency to stay there as long as you're having a good time, well, isn't that sexy? To be seduced, quieted, rendered into submission by your body's own metaphorical understanding of your mental systems, turned down like a volume knob or a throttle control. It is beckoned. Your submission is beckoned. You are desiring your springs to be used, generating an act of profound submission from within. Tick. See it? You being covered in the influence of a finger, moving in circles, dialing you down, dialing the tension in the spring down and down, quieter, quieter. Your mind is quiet, or at least quieting. It is beckoned, it is steered, it is just your springs setting your gears to wind themselves around your intent and give it a flavor. A new hypnotic bent, nothing you haven't felt before, but reinforced, chosen, and timed. This is no different than any other signal or trigger, except it's more intimate, and it can be silent, and it can be reverent. You know you'd love that, to be reverently, lovingly wound up, and then set loose to be part of the art, part of the scene, part of what is desired of you. The subject is simple. You have a trust and a desire and a trigger and a tingling invitation, a clear signal to learn to play your part. You're going to want to share it. You're going to want to hand it out. You're going to want to take the authorized winders of this clockwork and say, ding, even if it's just you, the trigger to play your part. Submission and surrendering to yourself in aspect, acting slowly and steadily, or threading the silken line of obedient, apparently perfect clockwork into surrender. The clock of you ticks in the background, on and on, the energy of that deeper contained spring, winding down 5 and 10, 20 and 50 and 70 and down and down and deeper down and deeper down, wound down. Quieted, threaded along your central clockwork, through the winding, interlacing nature of gears, the melting, interlacing nature of thought. That's you. Submission looks a certain way for you, and I can never know. But maybe there's a smile or a surrender or a nod or a yes, wound down 50, yes, down 50, yes, left 20. The smile, the euphoric surrender, compliance, However it looks for you, I know how it looks for me. And it is sublime because that's how it feels. Being seen as you melt away. The edge of surrendering, it's already there. Of course, clockwork could look like anything. And your surrender could also look like anything. Could look like, and now it's a part of you, wound down 10. You might kneel or get into position. You might just stay where you are, a perfect piece of art for shaping. From the moment of being dialed down, left 20, wound down 20, demure, eyes turned down, or eager, quick compliance. Only you know your habit. Only you know your way of being. Your personal inclination. So inclined to follow nonetheless. So inclined you're wound left and down. Wound down. Triggered, anchored, borrow from hypnosis. Borrow the way you feel from a hazy, night-night pet dream. Drop. Be game to accept a yes. When you're being dominated and told, hey, I want you under. Want you surrendering. Wouldn't you nod? Plead for a specific type of stimulation? Say yes. Yes, delicacy your thoughts into nothing at all. Mind melts, body falls, fails. Into clockwork, into familiar ticks, the hypnotic rhythm which helps you, helped you to be like this so your clock is ticking, is locked into place, just as you should be. All the clockwork of you has been cleaned out. Ticking, winding, grinding, loose, lubricated, oiled clockwork, sinking into synchronization. An ask, a sacred and deliberate ask. Imagine that you, subject and submissive, have signed up for a lovely experience and you feel a finger, a knowing, authorized, slow circular movement to the left, down, 1, down, 50, down, 55, left, the lovely experience of being locked into a perfect pleasure machine. Your subjection, your submission, is yourself as well. Trust me, it can be you, yourself, who is subject to you. Be someone who has signed up to be a captive, delighted subject of pleasure machinery, a training machine, a submission machine, any other confident manifestation of your automatic handling, your clockwork devising, your focused interest. You'd never want to disappoint that urge. You are a creature of confident exemplar, of simple surrender, of deepening 10, tick, 20, tick, tick, and wind, and 50, 60, 70, down, winding you down, and you fall upon, you pin down, you fuel and aid the parts of you that need to be a perfectly machined, surrendering, devised deliverance of pleasure. There's so much to it, 80, 89, 90, wound down, all wound down, with only one obvious place to go. Complete surrender, or the most lasting surrender. You've been summoned here with great condition and all the grit cleaned from your lubricated mind. You tick. 95. 99. Now. The point of collapse and enjoyment. And all it took was a simple upgrade and winding your spring as far left as it can go. Down. Down. Perfectly beneath where you belong. Perfectly traced. Tranced. Surrendering, the dance of gears that come from inside, deep inside, the ticking in your mind, the place you begin and nod and smile, and after a while, you flow to the siren song of winding clockwork and binding words, manipulation and movement, dialing in and then dialing down, and the quieting to follow. Kinesthetic signals, vital, useful, allow more communication between your mind and body, your body and another body, without hearing or speech. They allow more connection between the ideal program, which is you, and the powerful system utilizing it. Even a program designed by you wants an input, that skin-deep, touch-sensitive, authorized input. It's still going to need optimization, practice. The upgrade is both skin-deep and vitally important. Important enough to be written on your skin, from the first touch, down, 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 as the finger traces a circle on your skin, making circles as if turning the dial, down, down, or dialing a spring, because remember, you can have systems that are threaded both ways, which respond one way to a leftward wind, and one to a rightward. Up or down, the upgrade is all. Downloaded, upgraded, deserve the veneration of clockwork, a ticking work of art winding the signal down into you, laying it on the frame. The spring lower down as it lowers, you are perfection on display, the thing everyone will see and say, oh, there you are, down you go. Into the slowest sliding you'll ever know, slow insidious trance, deliberate, torturous pleasure, dancing, what if you were wound? 1, 3, 7, 11, downward and left there, 17, 13, 22, just a tiny notch, just a little bit more submissive, a little more surrendering than you were before, out of the gate, open the gate, desire to submit, surrender, and you do. And there's an extra impulse you can ride, you know, on leftward, down. Word turns. The weight of gravity. If you're dropping from neutral down, 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 the weight of that can pull the clockwork on the other side up, up, up. If you are weighted more towards surrender, which way are you weighted? Surrender side winding being easier, down side winding, upward leaving more quickly, or vice versa. Automatically moving when you're at rest between modes. Maybe that means your baseline will be a few notches toward the submissive, the left, the down. Maybe this means your new baseline will be a few more notches positive. And as this is reliant on weights and counterweights, it can be calibrated. It can change. You can always calibrate to start 20 down, 30 down, to begin winding yourself down. I mean, I guarantee if I looked at you and saw one finger circling leftward on your thigh as you said down 1, down 2, down 3, and on, it wouldn't take that much work to help somebody get the thread of where you're ticking to understand how to use you and take you down 10, left 20, all the way down.